Hey everyone, welcome to the Never Relevant Podcast, an audio commentary podcast where we watch stuff with you, the listener in San Jose. Tonight, we are watching the documentary, a very real movie about demons called Demon House, and I'm joined by my constant guest and only guest tonight, Mr. Hugh.
Hi, I am Mr. Hugh. My first name is Hugh and my last name is Hugh, so please call me Mr. Hugh.
It's Super Mario Brothers situation.
It is. And everybody, I just want to warn you right now, you will see probably the meanest conversation with a Jewish person without anti-Semitism in this movie. So get ready.
I don't know what that is.
What? You don't remember this?
I'm excited.
Have you not heard about this movie?
I know about this movie. I know that like three people die over the course of this documentary.
Yeah, he's just kind of mean to a Jewish guy in this, but it's not anti-Semitic. Like, the guy just happens to be Jewish. I don't know. That's what I heard. I might be hyping this up.
I mean, Zach Bagans is like a well-known con artist with a fake ghost TV show. Like, did you ever hear the story about him doing a live stream version of their show?
The live stream?
Yeah, they did like a Facebook Live of them filming an episode.
How would that work with a ghost hunting show?
So it's literally like, imagine a ghost hunting show where it's like really boring and then they jump at nothing. And then you get to see them pretending and not have the power of editing to make it look like something actually happened.
That's weird.
Oh, it's awful.
Oh, shit. Wait, the film is cursed.
Oh, yeah. So also, this is why it's just the two of us tonight, because this documentary is cursed, and Hugh and I are taking the bullet. Hugh didn't know? Sorry.
So, great. Wow. Looks like I get to see some very graphic demon stomping and hugging, or caressing. It's demon caressing.
Did you see that one demon rubbing his hooves all over a priest?
I know. That priest is like, oh, God, I know this was in the yard out early. Probably got goat poop on it.
I really like your hair.
Yummy Brutus. Nom.
Wait, where's his mouth in this situation?
I don't... I've seen that multiple times. I have no clue what the fuck is going on in that thing. As in most of these. Like, that's a point. Wow.
Yeah.
This logo is way too good for this shitty
movie. This movie is like... This is like
a really good stylized logo.
And we just opened with him, like, dramatically walking through a house.
Saying, people got fucked up by this house.
My crew left me because they were like, fucking, why are you doing this to innocent people? And it's just like, we're just in a normal house in Indiana. Just having some brewskis.
Yeah. Oh, man, you just reminded me that I ran out of beer. I apologize to the listener. I will be eating and drinking throughout this because fuck Zach Bagans. I don't care if this is a good episode or not.
I just want to break down. He's showing ghosts this cool trick that he can move stuff without touching it. Would that impress a ghost?
Wait, what? What are you talking about?
He just said, oh, I had this dream, this nightmare. Where I was hanging out, I was a ghost hanging out with other ghosts.
Oh, is that? I thought you said he was just hanging out.
No.
What the fuck? Okay, I'm sorry. I realized that, like, I gotta stop. I gotta actually pay attention because this guy just says crazy shit constantly. And if I let it get past me, this woman looks so credible.
You know it's seriously scary because they spelled house as if it was a German. Damn, get the fire department. There's a glare inside this house. You know he's credible because he has enough gel in his hair to, at least seal every leak in a house.
And they yelled at me over the phone. I called him to ask him about it.
Wait, what? Okay, for a second I thought this was the squatters. How dangerous can this house, how haunted can this house be if squatters are just hanging out?
Yeah, I kind of, yeah, also like, wait, so, okay, I'm sorry, I'm a little distracted. I'm getting some concerning messages from my girlfriend right now, everybody. Just give you a little window into my life. But, this is good.
Saw visions of the demon.
Just giving us the first and last name of this squatter. 8 out of 10 on the demonic scale.
No, I think that was his personal psychic. I'm collecting them. So now I'm gonna aggressively confront them with cameras.
Yeah, wait. He's acting like he's uncovering the Holocaust or something. Like he's like, I have to know what is the no. Like this is a weird house. This lady's shirt that says "Attitude Served Daily Fresh."
Oh my god! I was trying to figure out. I was like,
big mood, big mood, right there.
Does that say servitude?
No, attitude.
Hey, just imagine if some dude in like a hat, all black and sunglasses, just like, were you possessed? Hey, were you possessed?
How possessed did you say you were? Tell me.
And it's just like a dude comes at your door and just starts asking you.
I love it. Like one thing, I've seen a lot of Ghost Hunters. I'm going to admit this guilty pleasure of mine.
That's not his show.
Whatever his show is. I've seen a lot of his show. Ghost Adventures. And this is so much more production than goes into a normal one. Like reenactments. Like him in a car. Like, usually it's just them showing up to a house going, yeah, we're going to be here for a while. And then, like, you just have an hour of them going, whoa, 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 and then that's it. But, like, this.
I think he genuinely thought this documentary would be, like, a really big hit. But little did he know it would be cursed. Wait, why?
This looks like a sting operation.
Yeah, well, like, wait. These dudes are just like, hey, what are you... Why did it have to show us those dudes being like, hey, why are there just these weird fucking white dudes in front of this house?
It literally looks like they're like, are there any drugs in the house?
And also, I imagine their lapel mics are probably visible.
Yeah, ma'am, we're here to check on to make sure the conditions of the house are okay for the children. And I guess we'll look. It's just, like, you know how like rude it is to do this, especially to people in like a low income neighborhood. Like, look at this. Like, these people said they don't want to be in this movie, and you're putting them in this movie. Like, you're just harassing people.
Wait, but why wouldn't it just be attached to them?
Yeah, like, why? If it's, like, this thing that attaches people, why wouldn't it, like, follow them around?
Oh my god, is this just a random black kid?
What do you mean?
Their mom doesn't want them to have anything with the documentary?
Yeah.
Did they just like show us a random kid and be like, and to imply
some stock footage? This is just
okay.
That's obviously not the kid.
Yeah. No. Now that I see the fucking Jean Grey shouting.
This is some okay. They did a really great job of making it how it looks whenever kids play video games. Oh, what the fuck?
I got a... It's Halo. I didn't check win this at out. Halo.
FIFA really pisses me off.
He fucked up getting the skulls on New Mombasa. How mad do you think LaToya is that her brother is just like, yeah, I'll be on it.
Oh, she's getting, like, here's the thing. She probably just gives him a lot of shit and, like, gets really upset at him. And just talks about how he's never been good to her.
Oh, my God. Is that really him?
He wanted to be part of the reenactment.
Did they get him?
I bet he charged them another, like, $500 to do that.
Did you do... Fuck your old ass car, bitch.
Bitch.
Oh my god.
Yes, my brother, I'm ready to go.
Wait, like, it's like a demon squadron.
No joke.
They're like, yeah, we want to fuck up
Demon
Earth.
Gang.
Yeah, we want to fuck up Earth, so we got in some teens. Yeah, freeze on this shot.
Look at the terror in his eyes.
Oh, like the ghost is like a very determined fly.
Yeah. Oh, this guy. Oh.
Oh no, the ghost could have gone on the ambulance and now it would be Demon Hospital.
Demon Hospital. That's the sequel to Demon House. I have to go and talk to every single person that was in that hospital. We have thousands of names.
Oh, they got her out. And they put a fucking film filter over this.
What the fuck?
Imagine being a demon and being like, I need to kill. Oh no, I accidentally ended up in a toddler. Shit.
Yeah, like, I like that, like, they did everything they could to get to the human world and then just entered into this little kid and were like, all right, are you ready, my brother? I'm ready, my brother.
Well, you see, the barriers are weak into the soul are weakest on children. Ooh. Okay, what kind of demon from hell is like, this is the most effective way to murder? Like, headbutting seems like how a child thinks you beat someone up. Can we get some? Oh, hell yeah! So my favorite part is that him walking up the wall is, like, clearly reversed.
Right.
Like, it's clearly they reversed him.
The amount of buildup they're putting into this, like, it's an immense amount of buildup, but also, like, there's not, like, a lot going on in this buildup. They're just saying, like, people got into arguments and people got angry.
This kid headbutted his grandmother.
I mean, that's just an unruly kid right there.
Oh, like, scale of 1 to 10.
I like the kid freaking out in the corner. That's really good.
All right, now we just need a geologist, a physician, an actual doctor. We're going to need some sort of biochemist. And then we can finally get ghosts proven. where do you stand on ghosts, you?
Oh, they're totally real. I've seen so many episodes of Ghost Adventure.
No. I mean, really, where do you stand on ghosts?
They don't fucking exist. Holy shit. Like, come on.
Yeah. Okay. Like, okay. That was a trick question because this is a demon house. Where do you stand on demons?
Oh, shit. You're just dragging all the information out of me, aren't you?
Pocket sand.
Fuck. I mean, you know, I think that, like, this concept of what a demon is really stupid. I think that, like, you know, look, I'm a Christian, so I believe in, like, you know, metaphysical beings that exist outside of our realm, and yeah, fallen angels exist in the form of demons, I guess, but like not
yeah, they
like
help
this.
Cops solve crimes.
Yeah, I believe in Lucifer, the TV show, obviously, but I don't believe in much else.
It's just like demons. I can't help but wonder if like one of their kids freaked out and they were like, and someone got hurt, and they're like, we need to go to the hospital, and we're really worried because CPS is gonna show up. And possession is either going to play in our favor or against us, but it's the only angle we got.
Yeah, like look at this guy. He's just so done.
Yeah, why?
Oh, God. Wait, yeah, why? I thought this was... aren't these CPS people? Oh shit, a candle was lit. You gotta edit that out. You can't say a product name like that. Come on.
You know you can. It's just they might sue you if they think it might seem like you were paid to advertise when you weren't.
You know, I feel like iPhone should sue Zach Bagans because like just the word iPhone being in this show degrades the brand.
Wait, what?
This guy seems pretty... This guy seems like an expert.
Demons are real. Dirt under the stairs. Floor pan with a candle.
I don't want to be a dick.
Okay,
yeah, this guy...
you know what? I definitely don't think he was... it sounded like he was describing like a lasagna pan with two candles in it, but you know what?
Yeah, out of nowhere, all of these candles show up. I mean, you know what? He bought this house. He could put candles over it. Like,
yeah, he invited his furry friend over.
Yeah.
Oh, I just can't get over that costume demon.
You know, I bet, like, now that I think about it, I bet, like, goat furries have a really hard time. I bet they get
probably have a super hard time. They probably get the most, like, cops called on them.
I wonder, yeah, I gotta wonder, like, which furry is the most difficult furry to be?
Because when you think about it, every other animal you think they probably, like... The most innocent bystander is going to just think, oh, okay, a mascot of some kind.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's all just mascots, but nobody is the goats. Nobody wants to be the goats, right, or the Billy
Goats.
What
about the Rams?
A ram is different.
Like St. Louis Rams.
Yeah, but ram horns look different from like goat horns, and you don't really associate... I mean, like some people put ram horns on demons, but generally you see Satan with the goat horns, not the ram horns.
Hey.
Hayes.
The ghosts of 18 horses flood
like
this
that
basement.
He says, it sounds like it says hay, but whenever you look at when you have the fucking subtitles on, it just says indistinct whooshing. Like the
which
person,
honestly, at least the Amazon subtitles are honest.
Like the Amazon subtitles were like, we're not agreeing with any of this bullshit.
Who do you think we are? BuzzFeed Unsolved?
Yeah. Like I like the idea of like Amazon being like, we will put this shit out, but we will not play along, god damn it.
Who in there? Wait, which previous owner?
This ghost is so scary, it makes cops move to better precincts where they get better benefits.
Yeah, everyone, it's like, oh, wow, this place is so bad, it makes them move to better homes. Damn, I gotta get haunted by this demon.
It affected these men electronically. They kept getting shocked when they touched doorknobs, it was fucked up.
We had to send back the cyborg squad twice.
Why did you come back? Because there's nothing here. It's all just bullshit. It's kind of weird that they have like this, like, it looks like a barrack style concrete basement. Like, this basement's kind of weird looking.
Every part of this house has been weird looking, but I don't think it's because they're over a hell pit.
No, I think it's just poorly constructed. How many, like, do you think they gave him those candles to light? Like, hey, can you light some candles in your bookcase? I just want to make this kind of, like, scarier.
She's like, I don't know where that's been.
I don't want to sound insensitive when I say
why
this.
Why is he wearing sunglasses in the basement?
Because he's just that fucking cool. I don't want to sound insensitive when I say this, but every single time I watch someone do a exorcism, I just feel like that person is like just acting out for attention. They're like, oh,
I put this
crucifix on their head. And it's like, yeah, you just said you're doing a crucifixion, and this person obviously is obsessed with attention. So they're just going to do what they've heard.
But also, I don't know. When I say I don't know, I don't mean, oh, I don't know. I think maybe it is a demon. But the human mind is very capable of thinking it understands what's going on when it does not.
Yeah.
So it's like people could very easily medically convince themselves that, like, oh no, I'm possessed.
Hey, literally right now, the messages I'm getting from my girlfriend is that one of her tenants thinks that she's got black mold poisoning whenever literally there's no black mold in her room and it's impossible for there to be black mold in her room.
It wasn't dirt under the stairs at all. It was mold. Look at that gnarled up Jesus on the wall. And my favorite class in Diablo 3.
Wait, who's this guy?
Yeah, who's this guy? Wait, are you gonna give us a name card?
Wait, what the fuck? This oil? What?
What are they suggesting? It's ectoplasm, just like some ghost goo. Damn, these blinds are wet.
Is it? How do they know it was oil?
I learned this from Death Note, the anime.
Yeah, exactly. Check out when I eat these chips. How do you know it was oil?
I think they touched it. Oh, I want to see that reenactment, them deciding who's going to touch the liquid on the blinds.
If we were in a place that we thought was haunted and we saw some gross liquid, I would not touch it. I would not be there.
I mean, I totally would, and that's the middle ground between us. Like, yeah. That's what those two people would be, somewhere in between.
That's why we make such a dynamic duo. Okay. Oh, good. They're telling us about this. Man, they're really taking every tiny thing they hear about this house and just dragging all of it out.
What? Okay. Well, that just looks like a normal hand. This just looks like a normal hand.
No, look, her pinky's kind of white.
I really like. Want to see a movie of CPS people just like freaking out in a house. And then there's just one person like, hey, guys, we're supposed to see if it's okay for kids to live here. And you're just freaking out at nothing.
That'd be really good. Yeah, I would really like them interviewing the CPS people. And they're like, no, we just found like a really poorly maintained house. And so they had to either fix this or they would lose their children.
Yeah, I touched it to see if it was water and if there was a leak above the window.
Yeah. But I like, here's the thing. If I saw some weird like liquid on a window and someone touched it and like their hand turned white because of it, I would just say like, I wouldn't be like, oh my God. I'd be like, oh, that's weird. Like that wouldn't like none of the stuff they've talked about has made me go like, whoa, I would be so scared. Oh shit. I thought that spider was real for a second there on my screen. Shit. Like everything they've talked about, it has just sounded like just kind of like just some benign shit that I'd be like, oh, this is weird. All right, Alan, let's go to bed.
I love pretending that any of this was recorded on tapes.
Yeah, exactly. I also, like, to me, I'll say this, like, it's surprising to me that people that believe in demons are willing to, like, just go to a church and be like, hey, can you help us out? And not, like, find some crazy, weird demon exterminator.
You know, you asked that question, Zach, and I don't think you're being genuine. What does that mean?
Wait. What? I feel like this is just is he just harassing people?
No, he's saying like some priest called him and said he needs to stop.
The major players. Yeah, those big players.
No, maybe the Ammons were in the middle of a movie deal and they were getting really annoyed.
You know what? That's totally... Oh, you called it. Well, now he's just being a real ass.
Oh, wait. Did they cut this out of the first time?
So we get to watch it again? Why?
Why are you saying you're an unreliable narrator, Zach? He literally framed the previous one like they were too freaked out. These squatters know what's up.
Yeah, I really like these squatters because the squatters are like, look, there's nothing wrong with this house. We're just sleeping in it. I don't give a shit. What do you want to hear? I'll tell you what you want to hear.
Also, man, fuck Zach for making these squatters move out in the middle of winter.
Yeah, he's kind of like, I don't know like how he keeps doing this, but he's always the bad guy. Like, he just keeps making himself, like, no matter who he talks to, he just wants to be the antagonist. But how are you going to catch him if it's made up?
Yeah, because he thought you might give him more money.
Yeah, you just show that you've got cash and you've got cameras and you literally told him about all this stupid shit. This dude.
Yeah, the most trustworthy of men. Well, it would have been actually a lot funnier if she had these stories immediately after saying money makes you say crazy things.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's very true. That would have been
money
nice.
Money makes you say crazy things. I got some crazy things to tell you if you give me more money.
Money tells you some crazy things. He slips some money. It's like, here's something crazy that happened. Also, very smart of these people to not agree to have their faces on film. Like, here's the deal. If I don't have to put my face into a movie, into a documentary, I will tell you whatever story you want to hear. Especially
when
I'm getting
money.
Let me
tell you about the day I assassinated JFK.
Yeah, exactly. Hey guys, I'm Donald Trump's tax lawyer, and I'm here to say, like, just whatever the fuck.
Let me tell you about what happened the night of September 11th in Trump Tower.
All the celebrations that happened there.
By Donald Trump.
Exactly.
After he dropped the detonator.
Ha 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 ha.
In 15 years, I'll bumble my way into a presidency.
Ha 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 ha. Man, they're really getting their, like, money's worth out of that one shot they did.
The thing I like about it is if you look closely, it's really obvious that everyone's in reverse, not just the kid.
Right. I like they had to come here to get this newspaper clipping, and then he just reads off of it into the camera. Like, I feel like I'm watching, like, a high school documentary or something. Like, it feels so ramshackle and terrible.
Oh no,
look at this shape. It's C-3PO.
Oh damn.
Oh, it was faked.
Wait, I wonder if we've, like, fallen into a time vortex and this movie is like 10 minutes left and it ends with him being like, guess there weren't any ghosts.
They were all faked with cell phone apps. Oh, good. You bought a house with fucking carbon monoxide and black mold. Hey, congrats on buying your fucking gas chamber, you idiot.
Damn, I need to snort some black mold.
No, please. PSA, please don't snort black mold.
But it'll make you feel euphoric.
I feel like the reason this guy's got to wear glasses all the time is so we don't see how, like, dilated his fucking pupils are.
Alternatively, like, his eyes are rolled into the back of his head and he's the demon.
Like, look at the fucking, like, lockjaw he's fighting off right now. This dude is obviously on some shit. What the fuck are...
Man, like, imagine being like, oh yeah, I got a great shot. I'm gonna just stand in the corner of this room and you're gonna back up with the camera.
Wait, let me put my arms awkwardly to the side of me.
Zach, you sure you want to leave the sunglasses on? Yeah, it's gonna look great.
Man.
I wish Zach should have used that app to add a demon back in every single shot.
Every shot, yeah. Man, I really feel like this is him just going into, like, a neighborhood and, like, all of these poor people just going like, yo, there's some stupid white guy here paying people if they say shit about that house. I used to live in that house. What do you want to hear?
Me too.
What's
hey,
up?
Hey, Zach, let me tell you about all the ghosts I see. If you give me, I'll take a $200.
Yeah, $200 right here, right now. Or best offer.
You know Zach has, like, at least $500 in his wallet at all times because he's paying people off constantly. What does that mean? What does that mean? Some of the doors are skeletons. Hugh.
I've got an email to, or a text to send. 1 second. Sorry.
All right, yeah.
This shit with my girlfriend is still happening, so we've got to take care of it.
I'm very shocked. And Zach just, like, palms her another 10. Freeze frame.
Wow.
You might wonder how I ended up here in this basement. I mean, I don't know. If you don't have to go into a basement, I understand not wanting to go into a basement. Like, if you want a good reason... Like, if you want a good reason to have to go into your basement, put, like, a game room down there.
Again, this just... It seems like... Is that... What?
I did not see her buckle.
What the fuck is going on?
Okay, there it was. It looks like she... Hmm... I had dreams in the house where someone I know would die soon, that my brother who used to live in the basement was shot and killed. No one I knew would listen to me, and then it happened. That's why I don't go in the basement. Why couldn't you have gotten that on camera?
Yeah, wait, why does this... Yeah, why is this coming in later?
Yeah, she said the house told her my brother would die, my uncle would die, and then he died.
Wait, what kind of weird shit is he saying to these minors right now? Well, I don't know if they're minors, but...
He's talking about ghosts and demons. I mean, I don't think he's saying anything different.
I like how he's, like, all these kids are like, this guy's so fucking stupid.
Zach Bagans is almost definitely 100% the kind of guy who would buy high schoolers beer.
Yes, 100. Hey, guy, and he wouldn't even take money for it. He's like, no, I'm cool.
He absolutely would not ask for any money.
He just check it out. Like, how cool I am, guy. Where's the party at?
Yeah, I'll buy you some beer. I'll get you a nice 12 pack.
Exactly.
Hey, are you your parents gonna be home later tonight?
What?
Oh, I kind of hear it. That sounds like someone talking in a different room, though.
It also sounds like a chair being pulled across the floor. I'm gonna be right back, everybody. I gotta go grab a beer. This is just...
Hey,
this is a
everyone.
Lot. This is a lot of work for me to watch this.
Hey, everyone. It's just some solo variety pad hour. All right, we're seeing this. Oh, wow. It's only the demons that are responsible for this cold. Why?
Oh my god. Is that what I saw? Oh my god.
He's hulking out. It's beast mode.
What is he doing?
This is why your crew left.
What is going on?
He set up an altar and it caused him to beast mode. The most ineffectual murder demons of all time. God, his skeleton gloves. I mean,
was that
you
an attack?
Yeah, you grabbed him by the collar and didn't do anything else. Uh huh. This is why he always wears sunglasses indoors. Literally, there's no reason for him to always have these sunglasses on.
Well,
I need to
find
out why. I mean, why does Zach Bagans
just hold on, all right?
Bagans always wear probably the squatters. Okay, apparently, apparently Zach Bagans is always wearing sunglasses because of ghosts. Because ghosts fucked up his eyes. Now, what about the guy who broke into or breaking into the house? Zach Bagans is like the worst kind of horror movie protagonist.
Yeah, I really don't know what he's trying to be. Or like what he's trying to, I don't
know.
Well,
it's just like all these people being like, hey, just destroy the house. Wait, I don't understand. We haven't seen anything from that original video that is spooky. Like, we've only seen this weird footage of a child falling off the wall in reverse.
Yeah.
They said, child, what was the jutsu you just performed? And he was like, I don't know. Child, I know you probably don't even understand a lot of things yet, but please explain what just happened.
Zach, wait, can we do that again? Can you try and sound like a fucking human being as though you care about the other person?
He always sounds like he's narrating.
Right, yeah.
He always sounds like he's doing some sort of an intro for his TV show. I would like the chicken parmesan in this fine establishment, please. Yeah, because you came in and you're like, I saw a kid run up the wall. I kind of just want to see the movie of these kids.
I just kind of want this wait, movie
okay,
to be anything.
Wait a minute.
Wait. Yeah.
Wait a minute. Are you blaming a jet ski accident and a motorcycle mishap on a demon? Oh, are you blaming a guy's cancer on the demon?
This is so weird. But like, wait, they're saying that everybody that went to that house had some fucked up shit happen to them.
Yeah, like a jet ski mishap. Which... like, I guess would be a very ballsy statement for a demon to make, is like, I know I possessed a kid and made him attack his grandmother, but what if I had you fall off and eat shit on a jet ski? Oh no. The house made him fall off a bicycle days later.
Yeah, like it's weird that they're connecting the demon to the house, but then they're like, then the demon follows you around, and you know,
and that's when he actually does stuff.
It fucks with your tire pressure, and that really sucks. It fucks up the bearings in your car. Like, what also, the fuck is like it's just, I don't know.
I extremely want to be in the meeting where they convince this priest to like, hey, yeah, get in your bike shorts, and we're just gonna take some footage of you biking.
Hey, do you have any hobbies? I like to bike. Oh, could we maybe shoot some of you biking? Oh yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah. Damn. It's okay.
Wait, what? Stop doing this.
The home invaders were demons. Like, what? How can you connect that? Like, if you want to say, oh, yeah.
Like, stop saying that people's problems are from this demon house. Life is just a shitty thing.
I just love that he's like, I fell on the ice once. And that's how I know the house is
terrible.
Possessed.
I went in this house, and then 3 days later, I'd spent $5,000 in scratch-offs, didn't win a single one. Fuck that demon. Like, what the fuck is this? Fuck you forever saying that. No. I bet that she's, you know what, I bet living as a poor person, she has a very traumatic life and things that are making her depressed.
Also,
and sad.
She's in high school.
Yeah.
Also, hey. Oh, is it the one you attacked?
Yeah, right.
I can't. Oh, for a second I was like, wait, is his house actually next to this creepy Jesus statue this whole time?
Yeah, that. Like, oh, that'd be.
That would
is.
Be amazing. Maybe you need to get that statue over by your house.
You know, I bet it'd keep squatters away.
I just, like, did he, like. So now you realize, oh, that's why it freeze framed on that girl's face. It was saying the demon followed her and made her have mental issues with her mental health. That
it's like,
be adequate,
hey, I really
treated.
Like Xanax. Take a lot of them.
Oh my god, they're bringing her to get excised. Fuck this.
This is so gross.
So when they say stabbed herself, I'm guessing they mean like she cut her wrists.
Is that like the
because she's
like the way
well,
you have to
she's
say
here.
It. You have to say it that way. You can't say.
I mean,
cut her
it's
wrists.
Not. It's like I feel like if she's like stabbed herself in the chest or anywhere like extremely serious, she would not be here.
You can stab yourself in like the leg.
Oh my god! Is she just like? Is this dude really blaming?
I don't know. Like, I wonder if that, like, she might have just done one of those, like, fake out suicide attempts to get attention, and then this is just feeding that.
I don't know. Like, I mean, I would not assume that that is why she attempted suicide.
Yeah.
Like, more likely she just, like, has depression. Like, probably is having to deal with her mom, be like, oh man, remember this time a demon ruined our life?
I saw the video of that guy walking towards one of his white assistants. It made me really want to kill myself. Man, I bet talking to Zach Baggins would make me want to kill myself. So this is kind of a wash. Could have been the demon.
A teen told their parent they would kill him. Damn.
Who would have thought that could happen?
Wait. Are they trying to say it was like a stigmata?
Oh, fucking God. Like, can this movie hurry up and be something? Like, I don't know. Like, I don't understand what this movie's trying to tell, because it's just telling me a bunch of preamble about the house. It's like, here's all these people that used to live in the house, as if this is like a documentary. But, like, there's no story.
I got a really disappointing revelation for you. Ghosts and demons aren't real, and so this is all we're gonna get.
I'm just saying, like, even if for all you people out there that want to make movies, even if you're making a documentary, you need to have a story, a plot of some kind, a thread for us to go through. This is just him bouncing around, talking to people that used to live in this house, and all of them just giving him what he wants so that they will that he will continue to pay them.
I mean, here's the ultimate question: what's the story of a typical ghost adventures episode?
It's
right.
It's better than this. Also, this priest has a tattoo, apparently.
Don't ask him what he was before.
Or is that Zach Baggins' stupid hand with a stupid tattoo on it?
Does this priest have like a knuckle tattoo of the cross?
I think that might be. I think that might be Zach Baggins' stupid hand. Wow. This seems really professional. Oh, wait, sorry. That was the announcement bulletin I was reading from. Let me get to the real page.
Now, that is the glazed look of a teen who does not want to be in church.
Yeah, I know that. I
know that looked very well.
Yeah. This is the look of the woman that of a woman that has received a payment in cash to be on camera.
Well, no, here's the thing. I like now I can kind of, at this point on I can kind of sympathize because like wanting to like if you're if you'd be willing to believe that the reason your daughter tried to commit suicide is just a thing that could be solved via magic, like I understand why that would be like enticing of a solution.
Yeah, I can also see why if my mom thought that she could magic my sadness out of me, I would want to kill myself. I could see that.
Well, I could also see a teen fucking being like, yeah, if I go along with this, she's going to get off my back about it. It's going to be the fucking easiest thing in the world.
Hey, guys, here's the most not weird scene ever. Zach Baggins sitting side saddle next to a teenager on a couch. Like, what? What the fuck are they? Oh, this is so
weird. I'm waiting
weird.
For Zach. I feel I'm waiting for Zach Baggins to make like a creepy uncle joke. Like, you know, usually when I'm in a situation like this, their mom's not here.
You know, she's just developing so well for a woman her age. You know, you're turning into a woman now, honey.
Honestly, big mood, Erica.
Right there. But yeah, like I like that. Also, everything else that's been that like they've been talking about has been like vague. Weird like references to maybe Satanism, like there was a six there. You know what sixes are, right? Great.
Zach Baggins, professional in getting his friends paid.
Hey, you know what? I guess I can't say too many bad things about him because at least he knows to like other people out there are hungry. So he's like, let me get him in here. It's like us with Joshua and watching F the Prom.
Or 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, remotely he was communicating with 13 Reasons Why.
Oh my God. I wish this movie was more recent so he could be contacting the ghost of oh my God, what's her name? Lena?
Who?
In the girl who's dead in 13 Reasons Why.
Sure. Yeah, that's a reference I understand. Wait, what? What? Wait. Wait, what? I'm very sad that we're watching this as part of a commentary because I kind of need to go back and see that again.
So the medium and her husband died in a murder suicide
after they tried to remotely contact the demon of this house.
Yep.
What?
That's what
they're
dead. They're dead, so they can't sue him.
He sure as fuck can show their face all over the place. Fuck you. No. Fuck you, Zach Baggins, for saying this.
No. I need to exploit the death of people.
Oh, this poor guy who thinks that like he's trying to get the message out about how his neighborhood is fucked up. I gave him a bag of heroin and he told me that he also saw a goat. Don't look to the right. You'll see our intern flickering the lights. What does that mean? What does that mean, Zach Bagans?
It means that like there's a warlock nearby.
I'm gonna let everybody know right now. If you ever get the powers of a warlock, you could do better than living in a poor neighborhood in Louisiana. All right, like you're special. Get out there and hustle.
Damn! It's what fucked. What if the last of this movie is Zach Bagans like getting into a warlock battle?
You know what? It would redeem this movie. I would watch that. If you told me that Zach Bagans was a warlock just in deep cover to make sure he never gets found out, he's doing a great job.
Except in this one documentary.
Yeah, he's finally coming out clean and just telling the world.
I'm now Zach Warlock Bagans.
Yeah, he's one of those people that, like, if they showed a video of someone just, like, walking up and hitting him in the face, I'd be like, yeah, that was a good thing. You know, like, remember that video of that Nazi guy getting punched in the face, and everyone's like, that was good. Like, I just...
Yeah, everyone's like, hell yeah.
Yeah, like...
Good on him.
I feel like if I saw a video of that, I would be of the same feeling. I was like, yeah, that, you know, yeah.
I mean, I can't help but...
I'm not saying he's a Nazi. I'm just saying that I don't like him as much as I don't like...
No one is saying that he's a Nazi.
No, I just don't like him as much as I don't like Nazis.
If that happened, I could only assume that it was because he said something incredibly inappropriate.
I don't know. Like, I feel like if I just showed someone this movie, they would say, you know, I could hit him in the face.
No, but hear me out. If he was like, hey, is there a ghost in your pants, little teen? Like, then I could imagine him getting punched by someone.
I imagine that he says that in every episode. They just edit it out. The producer has to come over and talk to him and say, you can't, we've talked about this. You can't keep doing this. And he goes, I'm Zach fucking Bagans, creator of Ghost Adventures, and I even did that ghost reality show where I helped screen out the bad ghost hunters to make a new ghost hunter show.
I you know what? I feel I kind of pity Zach Bagans because he is the one who got stuck with the name Ghost Adventures when there's like ghost hunters out there.
I gotta say, like, here's the deal. If you've never seen Ghost Adventures and someone says, hey, do you want to watch Ghost Adventures? You're like, you know what? That sounds kind of exciting. What's going on?
Is that the one with the plumbers?
Yeah, this might be fun. But then it's like, well, no. Wow. Wait. What? What?
We got the geologist, Hugh.
You know what magnets do? They look like goats. Look, big old 12-foot goats. That's what a magnet is. Here's the thing.
God.
If you get it up to 97 hertz, that's when the goats start coming out. You got to be careful.
I want the demon to just like walk by in the background.
Yeah, while they're not, they're looking at this little device.
And it's like, oh, there's our magnet. We got him. You just got to get this out of the house. And the goat man just starts shaking his head vigorously like, no, no, no. Let me stay.
Is that the ghost energy?
Alternatively,
is that the ghost energy coming from the earth?
I think I like the implication here that only this time it's making you think there's paranormal activity going on.
Yeah.
Any other time, you know, there's a chance.
But I also like the idea that, like, oh, shit, there's a big magnet under here. That's why I grabbed my camera guy's arms and walked with him for a few feet.
I mean, hey, no one's perfect. Some people just want to assault their coworkers.
I mean, if Zach Bagans has a plate in his head and is affected by a magnet, I could believe that. Like, in an instant, I would believe that this man has a plate in his head. Wait, what? You're standing under a massive metal pipe, you idiot. The light is on. There's a pipe right there. There's probably wires in those fucking walls. You idiot.
I mean, they look like concrete walls.
You can run wire through concrete, Patrick. It's not very hard.
Oh, shit. That means that it has to be a ghost.
I'm getting a erection. Hang on.
Oh no, that's why. That's the ghost doing.
I like the idea that like he is like attuned to ghosts and he can feel them as if he's a medium himself.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't.
I mean, like I said, I think he's a warlock.
He doesn't have a wife to murder suicide, so he can't turn it into anything, I guess.
Does he? Is he married?
If he's married, I fucking pity that woman or man so much.
God, Zach Baggins is just going to add us on Twitter when he hears this.
He's going to sue us when he hears this.
I mean, Zach Baggins 100% is someone who name searches himself.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, no, I feel like he's got a Google Glass constant feed going. Just every time he's not on camera, he's got a Google Glass, just like pings fucking new things.
Wait.
This mean rabbi comes and blows my shit up.
It's really funny that when I Google, is Zach Baggins married, Google tells me Nick Groff is married. Meet his wife, Veronica Groff. And I'm like, wait, is that...
Is Zach Baggins just a moniker that Nick Groff uses?
No, it is not. His name is... Well, his name is not Zach, Z-A-K, Baggins. It's Zachary Baggins. And that is his real name. But Google's just like, hey, maybe you mean this random dude.
I think Google's trying to save you from this weird ass guy. Like, don't waste your life and inner intelligence on Zach Baggins. You don't need to know any Zach Baggins facts. Zach Baggins facts are worthless in any conversation. Here, this Zach Braff has got an extra magnetic field. What does that mean? What does any of this mean?
Too much magnets.
What kind of fucking clown posse bullshit are we sitting on right now? It's fucking magnets, guys. Holy shit, look at this. Look, I've got this thing. It's got a battery in it that randomly pings it to go boop. What? I feel like he's got Huntington's disease or something. Like, what the fuck is going on right now?
I know. So humans can only have so much magnets in them, and there's an incredibly high degree of magnet reactivity going on here. Okay. I thought he was going to say, like, oh, damn, if you had dogs, you're more likely to have a lot of magnets in the area.
Dogs like to collect magnets. That's a known fact. Those fuckers. You know, they're like magpies with magnets, I swear to God.
Yeah, you know, the human body only can contain this much magnets, but dogs can contain 18-fold amount.
I mean, cows can contain magnets because farmers will feed their cows magnets. Man,
so what is the implication here? That this was a dog farm or that demon dogs?
If this was, I could easily believe that this creepy basement was a fucking dog farm.
Because it's like, what are you saying? That like there are demon dogs coming out to make you trip on ice and fall off your bike?
How does a demon dog make a child run up a fucking wall? How does a demon dog make a depressed teenager try and stab herself in the wrist with a pin?
And give herself a stigmata?
Yeah, the fuck is that? Like, I don't know. Like, this is the thing for me that, like, if anybody was like, hey, I heard there's a haunted house or whatever the fuck over there, you want to spend the night in it, I could fucking do that, no problem. I would not be creeped out. Like, it is the dumbest shit.
Again, this app is just so we can pitch our supernatural hunting TV show, where we try to prove the supernatural is real.
You know what? Instead of
being extremely skeptical and not believing it, and it being a very difficult search.
Look, I'm just saying right now that any of this shit is the dumbest. It's all dumb. There's a lot of real scary shit in the world that actually exists. I'm watching those the Ted Bundy tape things.
Is he just
going to
flip
right
a car in the street? My name is Zach Baggins, and as I went to cool off outside, something overcame, and I flipped a bunch of cars on their roofs.
I would much prefer him just to start taking his clothes off. Like I get that superhuman stuff is cool, but I just want him to start just like acting out like a fucking petulant child. Be like, no, it's a demon. It's a demon that did it.
Wait, why is this slow motion? Is there going to be a demon in?
What?
Did you see it? Did you see it?
Was that someone's finger that got into frame?
It looks like it was Slender Man. Even though, like, if it was anything there, you'd think the camera would be like, whoa, what was that?
It looks like a shadow.
It looks like a shadow as caused by moving from a highlight area to a low light area.
Yeah.
It's almost like it's your camera adapting to the light levels.
Also, like, I can tell what kind of cameras they're using. Not, like, specifically, like, the brand, but I can tell, like, the quality of them. These aren't, like, Reds. These aren't, like, what you normally use in a documentary. These are, like, medium-level cameras that totally, totally would have, like, artifacts like this. Especially if you just were down in a fucking basement, came upstairs, and are walking through all this. Like, fuck this movie.
The good cameras are only for the vanity shots of Zach Baggins walking through unrelated areas.
That and dramatizations. And now, he'll say whatever the fuck I tell him for money.
Hey, why'd you stop working at NASA? Oh, well, I kept telling people ghosts were real. Uh-huh. Yeah, I think all of us could have told you that.
Yeah, it's just a defect. Like, it's an artifact. That's it.
Yeah, because the bathroom's really bright, and he's looking towards a...
Look
like,
at how this looks. And he's like swinging the camera.
Yeah, it's...
This is the dumbest shit. He just started pissing blood. It was wild.
He suddenly had to lie down. Whoa.
I just took like three edibles, guys. I don't know.
The demon's like, oh shit, I'm in a big boy.
He wanders into the basement and then he just dies.
I'm a big boy. Gotta get to my basement, dogs.
I just want like a lightning bolt to hit him as soon as he walks into this basement.
I wonder if like they're encouraged to be like, hey, can you guys just do weird shit?
This is all
so we have
fucking
footage?
Scripted, Pat. Don't even act like this is not scripted.
Oh, please. Let's not even imply that there's a script that they went into that much effort.
I mean, Pat, a script. Like, when I say script, I literally mean in brackets, weird shit happens and we talk about it. Then we talk to some other poor people, and then some weird shit happens.
I would have liked to... I would have really liked it if he had, like, started eating the cross.
Yeah. So he had really just, like, fucking creepy with it.
Oh! Hey!
I was right about the blood, except it was out of his mouth, not his penis.
Hey, you know what? It would have come out there eventually. Hey, are you sick? All right, great. We got to exploit it.
Yeah, exactly.
Film everything. This movie has to be movie length.
Yeah, come on. Like, we can only recycle those dramatizations like 10 more times. Like, Zach Baggins continues to only own clothing that is black.
I'm really glad BuzzFeed Unsolved exists, if only because it has proof that it's like, if you invest, if you have to deal with investigating paranormal shit, you don't just eventually, you're not guaranteed to eventually just buy into it.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I want someone here.
Does he have a gun? Like how Zach Bagans like just like
Zach's like I'm know, scared.
He just doesn't know what to do in any situation. Just walks around awkwardly.
Yeah, it's wild that he's so obsessed with proving ghosts are real when he should be when he's proof that aliens are real.
Also, like he's proof that like cat burglars only ever dress like cat burglars. Apparently, like literally, that is his outfit every single time. Hey guys, I steal stuff under $50 constantly. So I can't get tried
Wait,
for theft.
Wait, what happened? What happened to him? Where'd he go?
What? He fell down an elevator shaft. If there's anything here, it's a bitch. That's a quote to live
where
by.
Where was this? Where was this attitude when they were in the ghost house?
You know. I hope that there's nothing here. If there's anything here, it's a bitch is a Ghost Hunters t-shirt that I can buy in their merch store.
So what's a better line which of the two is better line? If there's anything here, it's a bitch or fuck your old ass car. Fuck your old ass car, bitch.
That's
Like, which is the better demon?
Which Lance Armstrong bracelet? Which Lance Armstrong bracelet do I want to wear?
Yeah, which one's going on our merch as a t-shirt?
Yeah, exactly.
If there's anything here, it's a bitch.
No, I gotta...
Yeah.
Fuck your old ass car. I gotta,
I love that all of their implication is, oh, we need to get our friend to a hospital. Film everything. This is good.
I have to.
Let's not try to help him.
I have to admit a small bias on my part. When I went to swim camp when I was 14 at A&M.
Wait, you met Zach Baggins?
No, my roommate at A&M swim camp brought 8 seasons of Ghost Adventures with him on his phone because of how much he loved Ghost Adventures, and we watched a lot of Ghost Adventures.
I was a Ghost Hunters kid.
And it,
with the two blunt plumbers by day.
Plumbers by day and porn stars by night.
I just started shouting, if there's something here, it's a bitch.
What? Like, this is... Okay, I'm sorry, but how do you see someone doing this and just say, like, everyone get your fucking cameras out?
Also, good on him. He has all this rage, but he has not hit anything...
valuable. Or
yeah, that the hotel would have
exactly.
charged them for. A very conscientious demon.
Can you just cut the cameras, guys? Seriously, fucking, can you cut the cameras? And Zach's like, no, we don't ever stop.
Hey, yeah, we put the cameras down.
This isn't up to you.
But
what? What is this? What am I looking at?
They turned a camera upside down, and they are still recording.
Oh, that's nice. Oh, wait.
Yes. Hey, cut off the cameras, man. Yeah, sure. This is the classic, like, hey, no cameras allowed. And you're like, yeah, okay. The red light means it's off.
Red means stop. I think you know what I saw, bruh.
It was the ghost from your dreams. The goat from your dreams.
I feel like if people aren't, like, frat housey bruh sounding, I don't believe them that they saw a ghost. Like, I don't know. If you sound smarter than that, I just feel like you're trying to trick me.
Why didn't his ghost friend stick up for him in that dream?
Yeah, they should have... Guys... Don't hang out with ghosts. They're not going to be good friends.
They'll ghost you at the slightest, right. Slightest sign of drama.
That's where the word ghost came from ghosting.
I still can't get over the I was having a dream where I was showing ghosts a cool trick of moving things without touching it.
And then a 12-foot ghost showed up. Fuck. Adam looks directly at Zach. This feels like the conversations I would have like when I was like 10 at an overnight sleepover at someone's birthday. Like you'd all like go to sleep for an hour and then someone would do something stupid and y'all sit up and like talk about stupid shit.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, look, there's even stupid bags in the background where they went and fucking got shit.
I mean, it's a slum. It is almost definitely like that every night with this crew.
Grab the meter over there. Air around Adam is freezing cold.
Whoa. A very natural thing to say.
What? Feel around him.
He's got an aura.
Wait, quick. Take your dick out.
God, this guy needs to go up for an Oscar.
Again, Adam looks directly at Zach. Like a towel out of the dryer, it's all staticky.
Do something better than that, Hugh.
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, hell yeah.
I'm really into this carpet that this hotel now has.
Now the ghost man is in our hotel. Ghosts aren't allowed in our hotel.
Do you think that's a generic goat outfit? Or I'm looking this up. I'm looking this up.
No, Zach 100% like
scary
bought that
goat
and built that.
Out that costume. I'm looking this up. I'm looking up scary ghost goat costume.
What?
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 Okay, fair enough. This goat
costume
doesn't exist.
Okay, wait a minute. Wait a minute. It sounds like... Did a demon fuck him? Because he's like, my organs are shutting down, but the only specifics are... I have a prostate infection, and I have a bladder infection.
I mean, unless, like, that demon fucked his urethra, I don't think that the demon fucked him, Patrick. Unless he's into extreme sounding play, I don't think that this is...
I mean, I don't know what a demon's dick is shaped like.
Look, we all know that demons just love the shit out of sounding. And he was like, oh, yeah, I can't wait to sound this old fucker. He's investigated 45,000 of my brethren.
Like, it's just that I don't believe him when he says all my organs started shutting down. Because that sounds like a sentence that someone says when they think their organs are like, are like, oh, my guts, those are all my organs shutting down.
Right.
When it's like, no.
Yeah, if your organs were shutting down, you wouldn't be talking.
Yeah, your lungs, your eyeballs. Hey, do you know your brain's an organ?
Yeah, like you said, I feel like this guy just has like a prostate infection or a bladder infection at an old age, so he's having a hard time with it. Like, the fact that like this old guy knows about what happened to the cameraman at the house so soon just kind of shows how like scripted all this shit is, because like,
how
the fuck would
he
know?
He was in a room above them.
All right. All right, Pat, give him the excuse. I took his advice.
Why is that not on camera?
Why? Why would you remove him from the crew?
Are we going to get a cut to, like, Adam killed himself?
Murder, suicide.
I'm exploiting his death as well.
I just want this to, like, turn into, like, a true crime show where it turns out Zach Bagans has been murdering people. I'm hotboxing it, everybody.
Oh, wait, that wasn't the right screw for this.
No, that definitely wasn't. You shouldn't use that if you're just going to do plywood. Everybody, if you're putting plywood up on the house, not as a hurricane breaker, but just as a reason for someone not to go in, you really don't need a long screw. You can use a pretty short one, because here's the deal. Someone's willing to rip plywood off. It doesn't matter what kind of screw you use. So don't waste money on nice screws.
I mean, that wasn't even like it just like.
Yeah, that was like a really nice brass screw that you would use to like join beams together, not use it on plywood.
Like I don't even, like yeah, and it was like yeah, I don't.
Like if you want to put plywood onto a wall, everybody use washers. Those are going to really help you out because plywood like splinters really easily. And it splits really easy. So what you want to do is you need a washer, distribute that pressure.
Hey, you're lucky. Oh, okay. He's apparently been hanging out for like 4 hours.
I feel like no matter what, wait, they just put a what? What?
It's we never saw Zach again. Dumb. We never saw him again.
I just want this house to collapse in on itself right now.
So is this just going to be Zach acting wacky for, like, the next 5 minutes?
Okay, I was promised that there was a Jewish person that shows up at some point, and he is rude to him. I feel really like I'm...
I feel like it would have happened already.
I know. Like, that's the thing. That, like, literally, yeah.
Yeah, we don't have... There's not that much in the movie for this.
Everybody...
Thing. Unless it's, like, the weird scene that plays during the credits.
Everybody go. There's a Red Letter Media review of this movie that you should see that goes into the Jewish question.
Oh, I think that just happened in his life.
Was that it? Maybe that was it, because like he talks to some rabbi about a dibbuk, and he's like, so rabbi, have you ever heard about a dibbuk? And the rabbi's like, well, yeah, like 2 hours ago when I read about it. And then like you don't ever see the Jewish guy again, the rabbi again, and Zach Baggins goes, fuck that guy, he was being a dick. Is this like some kind of bad Paranormal Activity thing that we're watching now?
So that was from the Ghost Adventures live episode where a rabbi they brought just keeps mentioning a script they gave him and how he forgot what was he was supposed to say.
Yeah. Oh, was that like a live thing? Okay, I thought that was part of this movie.
Yeah, that's where it happened. He asked a Jewish guy about the Dybbuk box and he forgot.
And then that guy was like, yeah, I don't know what that is, but I read about it because y'all asked me to. Is this just going to be him doing a bunch of bad mime work? Wait, where did this camera come from?
Wait, why is it? Why is the name new?
Yeah. Like, I don't understand what the plywood's supposed to do.
It's so the energies can't escape.
The thick, oppressive presence of plywood. A quarter inch thick keeps all of the magnetism inside of this house.
He couldn't possibly get out of this plywood.
Magnets are defenseless against plywood. Why? We know that there's plywood everywhere. You don't need to show it to us. Just knowing that you have intentionally sealed yourself inside of the house, it's a weird feeling.
Yeah, it's like one of those things where like the only way I could see this taking an interesting turn is if like the squatters see that he boarded up the house and they're like, oh shit, let's get back in there. And then the demon possesses him and he like brawls the squatters.
Yeah, I don't know what he expects us to, like why all of a sudden like this is going to make us all go, wow, this is real. Like, wow, we really feel scared for Zach Baggins.
Turn on the TV. Watch some SpongeBob.
Like, I'll say this. If, like, he wasn't doing this stupid stunt, it'd be like, all right, this is a bunch of weird anecdotes. And sure, fine, whatever. This is more than what's in most Ghost Adventures TV
and
shows.
And also, he keeps calling it my house, but he never furnished anything at all.
Yeah, he just bought the house over the phone from somebody. And now he turned the lights off by himself and turned on the night vision by himself. Like, that's the thing. Like, all of this is just so stupidly contrived where it's like, dude, you're just doing all of this to yourself. And it's not scary.
No, he's going to the basement, Hugh.
But we don't even know if anything's happened in the basement. All of the scary stuff hasn't happened in the basement. He just...
No, remember that the crew, Adam, went to the basement after he got possessed?
And then he said, if anything's here, it's a bitch.
Well, in the hotel, because he wants to fight the other demons in the house.
Yeah, let's go back to the house so I can fight that demon. Like, Are they trying to imply if that the squatters not... left a bunch of crosses on a table downstairs?
No. They set up. That's the altar they set up for some reason.
Okay.
Why did they put a baby doll?
This is a black baby.
Look, I would have liked it if he went into the basement and the goat man was just cross-legged on the floor.
Yes, that would have been really
good.
He's
like, what's up? And then the movie just ended.
But, like, are we supposed to, like, infer that he's gone crazy?
Where is he looking?
Is he on the second story?
Is that the basement?
I think so. Oh, man, this camera work is just as good as all the rest of this.
You just heard what sounds like people outside. Okay, sure. Oh. That's my baby. That's my baby.
That's my baby.
That's my baby.
That's my baby.
I need to get my baby. You locked it in the house.
Like, okay, so this guy's been here for 6 hours in here. He's heard a very faint voice that's probably nothing. I'd be so upset. I'm so glad I'm not a ghost hunter. You know how upset I would be if I had to hunt ghosts for a living?
I just want the fucking ghost costume man to show up in here. Because he's like, he doesn't got a spirit box. Damn, it sounds like his crew banging on the plywood.
Ben, it sounded like my crew banging on the plywood, but I told him to do it 20 minutes later than whenever I heard it. What?
No, damn, were you going to see the ghost goat costume? I keep saying ghost costume. Come on, show
Get
us a
away
demon.
From me. Oh.
Show us a demon. Show us a demon. Zach, everyone knows you hide under the bed, not on top of it.
Yeah, he's really.
Did he bring a gun?
That.
Damn. Did you see that thing in that completely unfocused?
No, I did not see anything. What?
A little shadow moved. Oh, shit, where'd he go?
Oh, no, Zach Bagans, after I witnessed what appears to be a dark mass that comes out of the wall.
Excuse me? Oh, yeah, maybe it's because you were up. Oh, no, put the sunglasses on.
Those were protecting you. What?
Damn. I was really hoping he'd brought a gun. And he was just like, get out of here! And then we cut back and he has like a pistol drawn.
Yeah. Which one do I shoot? What? What?
That's why you wear sunglasses all the time.
Well, no, but this is... No. No, this is a new thing, Patrick. He was wearing sunglasses before he had this condition.
So I... So I think actually, whenever he has sunglasses on, that means it was filmed after.
What?
Yeah, wow.
He's an old fucking dude. But they never, like, identified what it was that was doing these things, right?
Don't worry about it.
No, but I mean, like, it's kind of stupid.
The house is haunted.
Is it? So Zach Bagans wasted a bunch of money buying a house to stay in it a single night and then tear it down. Man, this is a real arc that I can get behind.
Hey, man. Poor to hell. What else is he going to do, you know?
Jesus. Like,
what else?
Like, the problem...
Yeah, it's kind of really anti... I was really hoping they'd keep doing the goat stuff.
I just don't even know, like, again, there's no story here. There's no build up or anything. It's just him just doing weird shit the whole talking to people. Go, hey, was it weird? Yeah, it was weird.
I'm actually really disappointed that they didn't get any psychics and they didn't get any, they didn't get a spirit box.
Yeah, honestly, like, there was more stuff they could have done in this. I'm surprised that Zach Bagans not think to add.
Well, I know in the supernatural world, it's like, oh, if it's a demon, then you can't reason and solve a demon. You can only use your demon force to get them out.
Yeah, you gotta use the demon force. Akin to the speed force.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the goat's back! I'm not obsessed. I just eat it sometimes. Nom 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 nom. What? No, they don't. You idiot. No, they don't.
I love the idea of how does a cop know that's what they're doing?
This story, hey everybody that is listening to this podcast is cursed. It's cursed.
Now our podcast is cursed. Anything that goes wrong now, 100% blame on Zach Bagans for making
this
movie.
Anything that happens bad that happens in the next 30 days, it's because I watched this movie. Like, holy shit.
Oh, no. I don't want anything to go bad this week.
Yeah, well, this was actually kind of like a bad 30 days for me to have cursed. Honestly, I wish I had a different 30 days being cursed than these 30 days.
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I didn't know.
Everybody be sure that... you know, I'm going to put a disclaimer whenever we post this to say, hey, make sure your next 30 days are okay to be cursed because this will curse you.
Oh, you should do a demon voice when you do the outro so we can pretend that it's a demon.
You know, that's a good idea, but I don't think I'm going to do that. I think I'm okay with not doing that, Patrick.
Okay.
Because, yeah, fuck this movie.
I'm really disappointed that it was so anticlimactic, and yet it was also still so crass.
Yeah, like, honestly, like, I like I said, I've seen a good amount of ghost adventures and other stupid ghost shows and stuff, and this one is possibly the worst I've seen.
I just really can't get over the fact that he blamed a jet ski accident and cancer on a demon.
Yeah, also, like...
And also, like, not... They didn't. The people it happened to did not.
Right.
He implied it by being like, look at what happened to them after they went into the house. Like, dude, those people were going to get cancer whether they went into that fucking house or not.
Pat,
you piece of garbage.
Pat, you don't understand. There was heavy magnets in that house. There were geomagnets that caused the house to have
because if there were geomagnets there, then the ghost wouldn't be real.
It combined with the ghost to create an even stronger magnet.
No, the implication was because the it was too strong, it had to be a ghost.
Check out me lunging at this guy, but not actually doing anything that would cause him to be upset with me. And then I walked away. Check out how everything we've done has been made sure that nothing actually gets damaged. Look, I turned this TV over that I bought for $20.
Can you believe a crewman on a Supernatural show got 666 tattooed on his hand?
Also, those hands are definitely his. Yeah.
All right, you sign it, free us from this demon house,
guys.
That is our podcast.
If anything's here, it's a bitch. And keep on smoking that wacky gremlin weed.